Chapter 17. The crowd on the steps outside the Cloudsdale History Museum looked even larger than the one at the Wonderbolt's loop-de-loop hoopla. There was a feeling of excitement in the air as Pegasi from all over the city arrived and waited patiently for the big reveal. They'd been hearing the myth about Cloudsdale's precious lost relic, the Good Fortune Garnet, their whole lives. No pony ever expected it to be found, let alone by a few ponies and a band of bird pirates from beyond Equestria. "It's almost time!" Rainbow Dash yelled to the group behind the curtain. They were all going to be on stage during the dedication. It was only right, since each of them had contributed to the precious gem's retrieval in some way. There was Brumby Cloverpatch in his aeronaut's top hat and goggles standing beside a stoic, daring Dew. Next to them were Windy Whistles and Beau Hothoof, decked out in their finest clothing and fighting back the tears of pride welling up in their eyes. And last but not least, Captain Solano and a ragtag pirate bird crew readied themselves, sporting their very own Brumby-designed pirate sky packs. Rainbow Dash could feel her heart bursting at the sheer awesomeness of the moment. All of them were there because they had achieved their goal together, as friends. "Is every creature ready?" "Aye, aye," Captain Solano cheered. "Let's show these little ponies what they've been missing." Rainbow Dash took a deep breath and flew out to the platform, her friends and family following and positioning themselves behind her. "Citizens of Cloudsdale," Rainbow Dash smiled, "we give you the Good Fortune Garnet." She grabbed the silken fabric that was covering the new display case and ripped it off in one dramatic motion. "This gem is dedicated to you." A collective reverent gasp hushed over the Pegasi as they caught their first glimpse of the real, shimmering relic. It was not only beautiful, but every pony could feel the love from the shimmering stone. Ponies rushed the stage, crowding around for a better look. Rainbow Dash and her pals stepped out of the way, laughing. "Hey, Captain," Rainbow Dash nudged Solano. "Are you worried that you and the crew won't have any good luck now that the Garnet is staying here?"
"On the contrary, matey," Solano smirked. "We don't need a gem that's going to create riches or treasures for us. Us pirates think the adventure is the best part."
She leaned into Rainbow Dash and spoke in a whisper.
"Besides, now that we have friends like you, I think our true good fortune is just beginning."
Captain Solano motioned her claw to the incredible scene in front of them. They had all made this possible together.
"What say you?"
"Aye!"
Rainbow Dash could not agree more. This has been a Hachette Audio production of My Little Pony, Beyond Equestria. Rainbow Dash Rights the Ship. Written by G.M. Barrow. Read by Tracy Petrillo. Produced and directed by Elise Green. Recorded by Michelle Figueroa. Post-production by Nikki Banks. Rainbow Dash Rights the Ship is also available in print and digital formats from Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette Audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Hasbro and its logo, My Little Pony, and all related characters are trademarks of Hasbro and are used with permission. Copyright 2018 Hasbro. All rights reserved. Audio production copyright 2018 Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the book, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously, and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental.